Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Can you believe this is the last show of 2015? Where has the time gone? Well, you know what? Alan Watts says, imagine falling asleep and never waking up. And then he says, imagine waking up and never falling asleep. Where are we in that state? I think we're exactly where we're supposed to be, and that's right here on Max and Friends. Tonight, we're going to do a year in review. I have Nikki Haskell joining me. I have Ash Ruiz joining me. And, of course, Hunter Cross. What sticks out to you the most of 2015? Tweet me, at Max Tucci. Let me know. I'm interested. I want to know what's on your mind and what you think was, like, the thing of 2015. Well, for me, it's always about peace and love, as you know. And it's also about my favorite interviews. And I really wanted to play an interview this year that I thought, what was my favorite interview? And there's literally been so many. So what I'm actually going to do is play last year on this day, we had Jackie Collins on. And you all know that was a big thing that Jackie Collins died this year, 2015. And for me, it was really touching because Jackie was such a wonderful guest on Max and Friends. And when she died, I was so devastated. And so we went through our archives and we found last year's New Year's show that Jackie was on with us. So we're going to play that tonight. But right now, let's play some Peace by Sabrina Johnson on Max and Friends.
Yeah.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Sabrina Johnson, Peace. Y'all want some peace in 2016? I know I do. I want some peace and love. But right now, I want a piece of Nikki Haskell. So, Nikki Haskell, welcome Yay. Back to Max and Friends.
Well, it's so wonderful to be with you. You know how much I adore being on your show.
Oh, I love having you here. And, you know, you are one of my talked-about guests of 2015.
Really?
Really?
I love that.
So tell us about 2015 and what it meant for you this year.
Well, this was a very challenging year, but, you know, you have to be positive, and you just have to, you know, keep going ahead and just hopefully getting things accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately for me, it ended up being a really great year. Unfortunately, we lost our friend Jackie Collins.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time with Joan. I just did her auction with her that I shot for a pilot for my new television show called The Flashback to the Future. So that was great. Plus, I just did two documentaries on Donald Trump. You know, in the 80s, I was the first person to ever interview him, and I have all the footage from my old television show, The Nikki Haskell Show. So we did the first documentary was the History Channel, which has been running like every 5 minutes. I'm on it so much. I am so thrilled at how much of footage that they used of mine and how much footage they used of me. They interviewed me for 4.5 hours.
You know what we said? We had a joke. We said the Donald Trump documentary, it was like a two-hour documentary?
Two, yes.
2 hours, and an hour and 45 minute was Nikki Haskell, and 15 minutes was Donald Trump.
Wasn't that wild? I mean, and you know what they did? I mean, they even had shots of me, you know, going up the side of the building at the Trump Tower with my hard hat and my mink coat on saying, "Live from the Trump Tower, it's the Nikki Haskell Show." I mean, I couldn't believe that they did that. And it was so funny because the man that interviewed me said, you know, "We had so many great stories from you, Nikki, that, you know, we could have told all these stories but Donald Trump, you know?"
What?
So it was, can you hear me? Are you here? Are you there?
I'm here. I'm here.
And so that was, and then the A&E, I shot the following week, and I just shot another one on Alan Carr. Did you know who Alan Carr was?
Tell us who Alan Carr is for those that don't know.
Alan Carr was an extremely colorful, one-of-a-kind person that, you know, he did Grease, and he did Where the Boys Are, and he did La Cage aux Folles, and they did a documentary on him. In fact, I shot them shooting me for the pilot for my show, and I also shot the Joan Collins auction, which was quite fun. The dress that she wore when she was made a dame went for like $68,000.
Wow.
And I think I was very surprised that she had the document that showed Marilyn Monroe converting to Judaism, and that sold for a lot of money.
Wow. Well, so it's been a crazy year, but what is it that most stuck out for you this year of 2015?
You know, it was a year, you know, I am extremely positive person, and no matter what happens, I persevere, and I've really worked very hard with my brother on our new art company. My brother has a company called Graphic Encounter, and we just pulled that all together, and I just got the rights to license Dennis Hopper's art, which has been just so extraordinary for me, and I invented a new product that's taken me about a year. It's called the Star Shooter. It's for the selfie in you, and it's an amazing product that's coming out in February that you put on your phone, and it lights up, and it stands up, and it's quite cool. So, I mean, I've accomplished a lot. I mean, it just takes forever. You know, you just cannot give in. You just have to say, you know, you just got to put, not every day is perfect. You know, you just have to make sure that you're positive, that you surround yourself with really amazing people, and that you just persevere.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of persevering, you know, we have Hunter Cross, who's back on the show tonight. Hunter's a co-host to Max and Friends, and I know 2015 has been a crazy year for him because we've had some crazy shows. So, Nikki, stay with us, and let's just play a quick, what is everybody listening to right now on LA Talk Radio?
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends, and we're talking about the year in review. Later on, we've got Jackie Collins. We've got the tribute to Jackie Collins coming on the show. It was the last show of 2014 that Jackie was here. She celebrated the New Year's with us on Max and Friends 2014. And so I find it only appropriate for 2015, later on in the show, that we're going to play the tribute to Jackie Collins, and she'll give you some tips. Because they're so timeless, like Jackie Collins, on how to spend the New Year's. But Hunter Cross is back. So, Hunter, welcome to Max and Friends. What are your highlights of 2015? And, Nikki, feel free to jump in.
Okay.
Thanks, Max. Hey, Nikki, how are you? Merry Christmas to you.
I'm fine. How are you? Where are you going for New Year's? Are you going? Where is everybody going?
We're going to be in Boulder, Colorado for New Year's, Nikki.
Oh, that's where my whole family lives, in Aspen. And there are my niece that goes to school at the University of Boulder. I'm going to be right here going to a big black tie and tiara, ball gown and tiara party. Where are you going, Max?
You know, I'm not sure. If not Aspen, then somewhere in Colorado. Unless I come out to LA. So I'll let you know, because it's still a couple of days away. Plans can always change.
You know that I think that this has been an extremely challenging year. What about you? Have you had a lot of challenges?
You know, for me, I've had some great times because we're doing the Oscars Delmonico book. So that's been my highlight of the year. And that's just occupied so much of my time that really that's all I've been focusing on and really just making it happen. And of course, Max and Friends. So challenging, yeah, there's challenges. But you know, the best part is just to keep going and to take life to the max. Hunter, what was on your 2015 list that stuck out to you this year?
Well, you know, Max, there's a lot of things that went on in 2015. And you know, one of the biggest things is that the media in the United States blows things into proportion, out of proportion, and makes things bigger than they really are. Like, for example, one of the biggest non-events, I think, during 2015 was Caitlyn Jenner. Such a non-event. Bruce Jenner wants to wear a dress and act like a woman, and so what? Why does anybody care? Why are we so hung up on gender? Why is it an issue? I understand the struggle, and the struggle is because of society's insistence on our fitting into certain gender roles. Why does he have to say he is a woman? He's a man who wants to dress in women's clothes, and that should be perfectly fine. We need to get past that. To me, the issue of him becoming a woman was such a non-issue for 2015 for me. And I think the media blew it out of proportion.
Caitlyn Jenner was a huge talk about. Don't you think, Nikki Haskell?
Yes, and you know, ironically enough, Alan Carr produced Can't Stop the Music. And Bruce Jenner was in the movie. And I've known Bruce since then, which was 1980. And right after that, he had his nose done. He had all the hair taken off of his body. And he had all the hair taken off of his face. And he had a breast implant. So he was ready for this role in the 80s. So, I mean, and I agree. If a man wants to wear a dress and put on a little nail polish, you know, he doesn't deserve to be in Vanity Fair and Glamour Woman of the Year. I mean, that's insulting. You know, he's not a woman. You know, he's a guy running around in a woman's dress.
And that's fine.
And if he feels like a woman, that's fine. Nobody's telling
exactly.
him not to.
We're on the same page.
But giving him awards for it or accolades is just, I mean, having him at the Spirit Awards, I mean, come on, give me a break.
Hunter, what else is going on?
So, you know, that was one big one. Another big one, Nikki, I'd be interested to hear what you have to say about this. But to me, this whole Steve Harvey flap with this Miss Universe, that is the biggest non-story of 2015. A guy makes a mistake at a beauty pageant, and that gets blown into like it really means something, an international incident with the Colombians outraged. It's so stupid. It's a beauty contest, for Christ's sake. If it were a high school or a middle school beauty contest and the guy made a mistake on the stage, this would not be turned around the world. This is just a stupid distraction from what really matters.
Well, you know, I can understand that, you know, nobody likes to have professionals make mistakes. And, of course, when you think that you've just won a huge award, it's next.
You know what I was thinking about? I was thinking, it's interesting to me, Nikki, that the media has focused on how sad Miss Columbia must be because she had this high and then this sudden low when they snatched away from her. Meanwhile, all of those runners-up were waiting to hear the announcement, and all of them were disappointed at that moment. And Miss Philippines, she was disappointed at that moment. And then a few moments later, Miss Philippines' disappointment turned into an elation. why aren't we celebrating the fact that Miss Philippines, her crown got snatched from the jaws of defeat? That's the positive story, that Miss Philippines...
But you want to know something? This is, ironically enough, it's the best thing that ever happened to Miss Colombia. She got more press than she would have ever gotten.
Right. She'll get more press than any other loser ever got.
Now, you know, if Donald Trump, if Donald Trump still had Miss Universe, this wouldn't have happened, right, Nikki Haskell?
Well, you know, Donald had it for years. He was quite understanding. I must say, when they quoted him about it, he was quite understanding, and he really felt sort of, sorry for her, for the fact.
Well,
that
everyone feels sorry for her, but why don't we feel sorry for the woman who almost lost it?
It didn't happen for a year, and then they took it away. It happens.
Yeah, right. Five minutes of disappointment, and the whole world loses its shit. It is such a non-story. A beauty
what else,
queen didn't
so
get
what,
her crown.
So what do you think, about Donald Trump?
What do I think about him? I think it's an incredible phenomenon. I'm not a, he doesn't have my vote, I'll tell you that. But I can tell you this, that he has got his finger on the pulse of the electorate that he's appealed to. There's no question about that. He's so much more on his game in terms of appealing to the people who he thinks are his supporters than any of the other candidates.
To me, he's kept this whole the debate thing alive. Listen, I've known Donald. I'm one of Donald's oldest friends. I've known him since 1970, and he's always wanted to be president. And he's always, he's always been in this position. But now he really has the bit in his teeth. Now he's
Nikki, there's so much acclaim. You can go on YouTube, listeners, and you can listen. You can listen to highlights of the last Republican debate, and it really is it's unbelievably amusing. It was a 2 hour or 2 hours plus. So sometimes the parts that were exciting get lost in the rest of the boring part. But when you watch the highlights, it was unbelievably remarkable. And then SNL did a spoof on it and couldn't even come close to actually matching the reel of what really went on.
Well, it'll be, everybody asks me, what do I think? And I always say, we've got a year to make a decision. A million things could happen between now and then.
Happened this year, but let's talk about 2015. Hunter, I know that you have another thing that's going to be very controversial because we spoke in pre-production. So what is something else for 2015 that stood out to you?
Okay, well, I know this is going to upset people, but this is not intended to be insensitive to people who lost their lives. People lose their lives every day. And people lose their lives for all kinds of reasons. And we as Americans and other people who live in free countries take for granted that we can go here, we can go there. We don't have an enormous amount of risk. We can go to a cafe, and we're not likely to be killed in a cafe. And yet in Paris, it happened. There was a terrible tragedy, and people did get killed in cafes and in other public places just simply going along with their lives. And those 130 people deserve at least the respect for having been victims. However, the shit that the world lost over that incident, I think, is outsized, considering how many deaths there are from so many other things that we can control. The fact that every so many years, or even these days, every year or so, there is a traumatic event like the one in Paris gets our attention. Why do we need attention so quickly? Why can't we focus on the 30,000 people that die in automobile accidents? The other hundreds of thousands of people that die from heart disease, all of these things that we can focus on and devote our attention to. But instead, we ignore all of that and we focus on something that the media hypes up to the point where people are afraid to get on airplanes. They're afraid to go to cafes. They're afraid to go to movie theaters. It's absurd. The likelihood of being killed in a movie theater or in a cafe is so infinitesimal, and yet the likelihood of being killed on the way to the movie theater in your car is a significant risk, and yet we take it every day. It's hard for me to really understand.
Well, it's a valid point, and you know what? That's just all about the years in review. But Nikki Haskell, before we let you all go for the night, Nikki, what is something that people can be inspired by? Give some inspiration for 2016.
I think that we're all living in such difficult times, and I think that people have come much closer to their families and to people that care for them. I mean, I agree that a lot of, undue interest is placed on the San Bernardino and these different, racist kind of you know, what we're going through with these terrorists. I mean, it's pretty scary. And I think it's really drawn a lot of people much closer to their family, and they're appreciating them more. And I see this amongst my friends. I think life has become much more sensitive, and people are appreciating it more than they did a year ago, let's say. Mm-hmm. And I know that, I've always stayed very close to my family, but I'm even closer to them now, because you never know what will happen. You're right. It doesn't have to be a terrorist attack. It could just be a fatal accident or something, you know. And I think it's we're going through a tough time here, you know, and everything seems to be up in the air, and this whole political arena is becoming very challenging. And I think that What are you saying, Hunter?
I think that people have to be careful not to be so concerned about surviving until to the next day that they forget to live during the day that they're here. And I think that's unfortunately with the media's the machine that grinds out these fearful videos over and over again, and talking heads constantly telling us about how scary it's going to be and how dangerous the world is. The world has dangerous places, and there are dangerous things going on. But generally speaking, life is pretty good for most people in this country. And I think that we need to take advantage of that and not forget that we need to live every day and not worry about living till tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself.
Live in the moment. Well, Hunter Cross, Nikki, stay with me for one moment. Hunter, we're going to wrap with you. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. We'll see you in 2016 for sure. And what do you want to just tell people for 2016, Hunter?
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you, Nikki, and Happy New Year to all the listeners.
Thank you
so much, Hunter. Have a good night, Hunter.
Make every moment count.
Yes, make every moment count. And that's what I love about you, Nikki Haskell, because you make every moment count. You are one of my most inspiring guests. We love watching you on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, and now on Twitter. I see you're tweeting. And it's just you have got the energy where we say, you know what? That's how we need to live life to the max. And that's what you do. So for 2016, Nikki, what are we going to look forward from you for 2016?
Well, I'm having a big year in 2016. I know that I'm going to have a new television show, and I just tried out for another new show that has absolutely nothing to do with my show, which I got my fingers crossed. Now they're talking about doing a movie on my life, which I'm pretty far along on that. And I mean, I'm very positive. And you know, I go dancing every Saturday night. I go to Giorgio's and I have a good time. You know, my mother used to say, take good days and bad days and treat them the same. Be positive and caring and loving and kind. And that's what you have to do.
And you know what we have to do, Nikki? We have to dance. So I'm going to let you go. Have a beautiful New Year's. And we're going to talk to you for sure in 2016, Nikki Haskell.
Absolutely. If you're here, we got to go dancing.
You know we're going to do it. But right now, we're going to dance on Max and Friends with Ash Ruiz. And when we're back, Ash is going to be with us. Have a wonderful New Year, Nikki.
You too. I love you.
Love you. Hit it.
We know that one inside our own, so here we end.
Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and that was Ash Ruiz. And, you know, that was a song of 2015 that we played because it was our song of the summer, and Ash is with us now. Who's going to just turn the things around and just inspire us for 2016? Welcome to Max and Friends, Ash.
Thank you so very much for having me. Hello to everybody listening.
You see, you didn't know we were going to play Burn.
I didn't know. Lord have mercy. Got me dancing in my seat and thinking about the
song,
video.
It did. That song had us dancing through 2015. And we just love the song and we love you. But Ash, tell us about your year in review. What was on your list that you most remember about 2015?
Oh, what I most remember about 2015 was all the opportunity to like get back together with old friends and old lovers and old coworkers. I had a reunion with my old band Here to Hear. We did a beautiful concert in Boca Raton, and I'm in talks with my old band Menudo to do something for 2016. And I had a wonderful weekend fling with an old relationship from when I was like in my 20s.
It's
been really sweet about rekindling.
Yes, and that's what Nikki Haskell said. It's about getting closer with your families and your loved ones.
Yes, we're all getting closer. We're all getting closer.
We were always close. We just are
that's
realizing.
That's the truth, man.
We're just
that
realizing
is the truth.
It, right?
It's all about realizing it.
It's all about realizing it because we are as close as we
are. We are all in each other's underwear drawers. It's the truth.
You know,
that's the highest
of,
spirituality there is.
It is, and that's the top drawer. Okay. So, but in all reality.
Mine's in the bottom drawer.
There you okay. go. Whatever makes you happy. But speaking of happy, you know, there were songs this year that made us happy. There were songs that made us sad. There were songs that made us say, hello.
Yes.
And there were songs that made us say goodbye. So what mm-hmm. were things that happened in 2015 in the news that just stood out in your head and said, you know what? Life is really an adventure. Is there anything that really you remember from the news clippings?
Really from the news clippings? Well, one thing that I do remember is just the creativity and the degree of love and compassion and humanity in which we were able to experience all of us reaching out and coming through in such beautiful ways for all the different tragedies that took place this year throughout the world, not just what happened in Paris, but all the different things taking place throughout the year. I have dear friends that are in Greece right now in one of the islands helping out with the Syrian refugees. And it's just been so profoundly inspiring to watch humanity. And with social media now, we get to see a lot of it. We get to see all the retweets. We get to see all the clippings, the Instagram posts, all the YouTube videos of humanity really stepping up and taking a stand and reclaiming all that sacred and reclaiming all that beautiful and innocent and powerful. And even though it was a challenging year, I do see it as labor pains, and I do see humanity just blazing forward into a brighter and brighter light where, you know, the harmony that we're all experiencing right now, because even if we got drama going on in our lives, the planet is still in its orbit. You know, mm-hmm. we're still breathing. There is some major harmony right now with the stars all in their place, and the sun and the moon. And, you know, we're floating a tiny rock, speck of rock floating in infinity. And this is a really harmonious moment for all of this to go down. And so, yeah, it's exciting. It really is exciting to see where we're going as a species.
It is exciting. And, you know, there's a great quote that I saw the other day, and it's like, all we are is just a flesh and bones revolving in the universe on this little planet.
I like that quote.
And so we really should fear nothing. Really just fear nothing. You know, and that's
talk about being on a roller coaster.
Yeah, we are. And it's a beautiful one. And, you know, really,
yes.
when you look at the year in review of 2015, and there's so many things to talk about. I'm so grateful for so many things. Like I said, the book, the Oscars Delmonico mm-hmm. book. I'm grateful that I was part of the Leah Black blog and just having Max and Friends, of course. You know, and I think when you look at if you're grateful for everything, throughout life and throughout the year and through each day and through each moment, it's like, you know, you really can say, life, this was a good year, regardless of everything that happened.
Totally.
We're here. We're still here living.
I mean, you know, we talk about alchemy, and gratitude is the alchemizing force. Mm-hmm. When you're grateful, it takes what was thought to be bad and just transmute it into the biggest gift. It's like my Cuban grandmother used to say, "Basically, it takes the cheat to make the flowers grow."
Mm-hmm.
And it's true.
And now translate that, please, for English Press One.
Yeah. She would just say, "Okay, it takes the fertilizer to make the flowers grow."
It's
sometimes
so
you got to have a little fertilizer in your life, and then you blossom and you bloom, and the fragrance of yourself is just here for all to enjoy.
It is. And the quote that I was telling you about was, we are just but ghosts driving a meat-covered skeleton made from stardust, riding a rock floating through space. Fear nothing.
Ooh, yeah.
And we do. And I think that's for 2016, Ash. What do you want people to take from tonight's show and carry it with them for 2016?
Well, you hear all these different voices. You know, you get to hear all of the different highlights of our lives, all the different things that we're doing. In other words, there's creativity flowing, there's adventure flowing, there's a willingness to fly. And in the willingness to fly, there's also the willingness to fall. And you know, it's going to be a really exciting year. For me, this is 2016. I have claimed to be the year of creativity, and I just want to create more and more and more and more and more, more beauty, more light, more songs of inspiration and joy and comfort and inspiration. So, you know, it's a year of creativity for me.
It is. Well, let's take that creativity. Let's consciously create it, because that's what we do here on Max and Friends. I'm grateful for you, Ash, in my life. And I'm grateful, of course.
I love you, Max.
I love you, too. And I'm grateful for Gordana Bernat, who comes on from all over and says, listen, we are here to consciously create and manifest and get into the synchronicity of life. And Ash, I am so grateful that our synchronicities, that we are synchronized.
Me too.
And I'm going to see you sooner than later. I just wanted to have your energy on the show for the new year.
So excited.
Because that's it. Let this year be a year to create. And Ash, we don't need, what don't we need?
We don't need no water. Just let this earth burn in the love that it is. Because it's burning right now.
It's burning.
Is that burning your hearts, listeners? That is the spark of life itself in your hands and your feet and your eyes and your mouth and what you say and what you do and what you, the energy you take into the 2016 coming up. Ah, we got it. The magic is here.
We got it. And we're going to take life to the max in 2016. Ash Ruiz, I love you for being on my show tonight. Thank you so much.
Oh my goodness. I send you a big, big, big juicy hugs.
I'm going to talk to you after the show.
Okay, great.
Have a beautiful night and a wonderful 2016.
Yay. Thank you, Max.
Yay. All
Bye.
Right. Thanks, everyone, listening to right now on LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. I just wanted to spend a minute with you, my listeners. Just you and I, my co-hosts, my wonderful listeners. I love you all for tuning into Max and Friends. I do. And I'm so grateful that we have Max and Friends. I'm grateful for LA Talk Radio. I'm grateful for latalkradio.com/Max, where you can go and get almost 8 years of archives. I'm grateful for Ronnie for always helping make this show really an amazing show. We need some radio awards, Ronnie, from Max and Friends. But I'm so grateful for LA Talk Radio and for you always taking the time out to listen to Max and Friends, for downloading the show, for listening to it live, for tweeting with me at Max Tucci, for joining me on Instagram, for just being a part of my life. I thank you. And I thank you that you're a part of my life, because I read your tweets, I get your emails, and all of my guests throughout this year, there's been so many amazing guests. I love you all for trusting to come on Max and Friends, for telling your friends about it, and then having your friends come on, and everybody's just having a love fest on Max and Friends. Sometimes we inspire you, sometimes we aggravate you, but know all the time that we love you here on Max and Friends. Take that into 2016. Take some love. take some peace, take some gratitude, create this year, create everything your heart desires, because there's a reason why you desire it, and that's because you can manifest it, you can do it, you can make it happen, and really you can make your life become amazing. It already is. You have it in you to do it. And I love you all. I do. I'm just going to let that be the vibration love for Max and Friends. And we're going to play Jackie Collins. Last year, on 2014, Jackie joined me. And Jackie was someone who lived life to the max. Keep in mind that when Jackie was on Max and Friends last year, tonight, a year ago, she knew she had cancer. She didn't tell anybody. She really lived her life. And she kept her private life private. So privacy is a lost art. And Jackie is now no longer here with us, but her energy is felt. Her books are in our libraries, and her recipes are in our kitchens. So she's going to give us some fun recipes. And I love you all for being here on Max and Friends. Jackie Collins was a great guest, and we will miss her here tremendously on Max and Friends. 2016, though, we're going to take it to the max. We're going to love one another. We're going to have a great time. And I have to let you all know right now, please don't drink and drive on New Year's Eve, because like Hunter said, you know, there's car accidents that happen all the time. And it would be awful if we lost you because of drinking and driving. So stay over at your friend's house. They might be your next lover. But right now on Max and Friends, we're going to play some Jackie Collins. Take life to the max. I'm going to say good night and good karma. And here's our dear friend, Jackie Collins. Happy 2016, everyone. Welcome, Jackie Collins, back to Max and Friends.
Hello. How are you, Max? It's so good to talk to you again.
I love that you're here with us, the last show of 2014, and you've got some great news because you've just finished your book.
Well, yes. I went away with my whole family for Christmas. We went to Hawaii. It was absolutely glorious. And when Twitter is up again, you can see all my pictures up there or on Instagram. I'm Jackie J. Collins on Twitter and Instagram. And it was amazing. And while I was there, I managed to finish my latest book called The Sant'Angelos, which will be out in June.
How exciting. And now on your trip to Hawaii, we see that you're with Kathy Griffin.
Kathy was unbelievable. She was so much fun. The paparazzi took these terrible pictures of her, and she came running over to my house, and she goes, "Oh, come on, let's do some posed pictures." So everywhere I turned, there was Kathy in a different bikini, and I had to take her picture.
How much
and we had
fun.
So much fun with it. She was, you know, going on Twitter and saying, "How dare she do this to me?" And we were just joking about. We really enjoyed ourselves. I love Kathy. She's on the front of the New York Times today. She's going to be on New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper. She's very excited about being on The Fashion Police.
Absolutely.
And she's a great gal.
She is. You were Jackie Rotzi, weren't you, over there?
Oh, yes.
Taking
absolutely.
Pictures all over.
I was, yeah, because we did funny things. I said, "Oh, I walked out of my house, and there she is again, hashtag stalker."
Hashtag stalker. Well, yeah. She would be a great character in your book, wouldn't she?
She really would. She's a lot of fun, and so is her boyfriend, Randy, who was lovely, too. So it was
absolutely.
A great trip. It's lovely to get away for Christmas because you don't have to do the whole Christmas tree thing, which I love to do, but every other year suits me fine.
Absolutely. Well, I hope that a lot of people had under their tree this year the Lucky Sant'Angelo cookbook, because I've got to tell all my listeners tonight, Jackie was here, oh, a couple of months ago, and we were talking about the cookbook. She sent me a wonderful copy of it. Jackie sent me a copy, and I've used it. It's amazing, and it's never too late to buy it, because you can go to anything right now, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Go into a bookstore, why don't you, and buy the book. It's a great gift, and if you're going to go to any New Year's Eve parties and you're bringing a bottle of champagne, bring this book, because we're going to talk about some great cocktail recipes that you can make for New Year's Eve with Jackie Collins' great cookbook, The Lucky Sant'Angelo Cookbook. Jackie, I love this cookbook. It's really fantastic.
I'm so glad you do, because I wanted to do something different. So I decided I would make it Lucky's cookbook. So there's all the Italian recipes in it. But there's also little scenes between her and Lenny and Max, her daughter, and Bobby Sant'Angelo Stanilopoulos, his gorgeous son. And you never get these scenes in the books. So,
and
no,
didn't
and they're
you
making
illustrate?
Something in the kitchen. Yeah,
and
it's all like
all the
original.
Clothes. You
yeah,
did a great
exactly.
job with this book. Now, I've got to tell you, we'll talk about the drinks in a moment, but the recipes, I've made the Max's beet and avocado salad.
Oh, that's delicious, yes.
Delicious. The mandarin orange and red onion salad with champagne is fantastic.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
And what I think is the best recipe, you all got to get the cookbook, because this is one that you can make if you're having a great cocktail party and you want to have a little bit of, you know, a mousse de bouche or some fantastic appetizers. The smoked salmon salad, the smoked salmon pizza.
Yes, that is absolutely delicious.
Delicious. And what I did, Jackie, I like to cook in with a Delmonico's.
Yes, I know. Restaurant. Yes.
So we tweaked them a little and we did little personalized ones.
Oh, I love that idea.
So we made them
great
into little appetizers and they went so quickly.
Oh, good. You know, what I tried to do with this book was make the recipes simple so that people can make them without saying, what is that? I don't know what that ingredient is. I'll have to go to the market and try and find out, and then you can never find it. So right. I tried to make it simple and easy to make and fun. So also I suggest music you can play when you're cooking and also a drink you can have, and it's just fun. And there's all these great illustrations of Lucky and lots of pictures of me with celebs, which is always a fun thing.
Everybody loves to see Jackie Collins with the celebrities. If you're just joining in right now on Max and Friends, Jackie Collins is here and we're talking about her new book that's coming out, The Sant'Angelos, in June. And we're also talking about the wonderful Lucky Sant'Angelo cookbook, which is available right now on Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Buy it, because if you do it now, you'll get it in time for New Year's. And there's some great drinks that Jackie's going to tell you about. One that Wolfgang Puck created. So tell us about Jackie Collins.
He created this book for me. It's called this book. He created the drink for me. It's called the Jackie Collins. And he came over to my house. I was doing an interview with Entertainment Tonight. And Wolfgang turned up unexpectedly. And he said, I've made this drink and it's going to be called the Jackie Collins cocktail. And it's a muddle of raspberries with simple syrup. And you add lots of vodka, lemonade, and you put it all into a cocktail shaker. Then you squeeze a lime over the vodka and you add ice cubes and shake the cocktail shaker hard for 30 seconds. Then you pour in club soda, you shake once and strain into a highball glass and garnish with raspberries and a fresh mint. And it's so delicious. In fact, I have a video of me making it on my website, which is JackieCollins.com. And it's hilarious because I got totally drunk on all the vodka.
Well, that's just perfect. I think the next thing you need to do is have a Jackie Collins vodka. Have your own vodka.
Oh, I never thought of that. No, the Lucky Sant'Angelo vodka.
Even better. We'll talk about it after the show because, you know, I started a vodka too. So I've got all the tips and traits.
I'll give you
the skinny on that. But nonetheless, and another great book that you have on paperback is Confessions of a Wild Child. This is a fantastic book for the young reader. And now it's even cooler because it's in paperback. Tell us a little bit about Confessions of a Wild Child.
Well, I wrote it as a young adult novel. I wanted to show Lucky when she was 15 and how she became the really strong, fantastic woman she is today. And I thought, oh, we'll go back in time. And yet I made it kind of timeless in a way because I didn't put any pop culture references in it purposely. And it's how she discovers rock and roll and drugs and boys and how to deal with everything and how to become really strong. And it was such a fun book to write because it took me right back to my teenage years when I was in the south of France running wild, and that's exactly what Lucky is doing in the book. So people who followed this character, Lucky, and they love her, they really love her, now you can see what she was like when she was 15. And it's a fun book. It's a short book. It's a young adult book, and it's just a fun read.
It's, you know what, and here's the thing for parents who are listening. If you don't think your kids are doing what's in the book, you're mistaken. I think you all need to get the book to read about what your kids are doing.
This is absolutely true. I would say it's a new adult book because, you know, there's young adult, there's new adult, and then there's book.
Right.
But, I mean, books are books. I mean, everybody read Harry Potter.
Exactly.
I think that people are loving this book because it does, you know, delve into one of their favorite characters. And back she comes again in the Sant'Angelos, and there's all kinds of things going on in that. And I'm so thrilled that I finished it. I'm just writing the epilogue now.
How fantastic. The Sant'Angelo's out in June. If you're joining us now on Max and Friends, Jackie Collins is here. We're talking about New Year's Eve and some cocktails for you with her new cookbook, the Lucky Sant'Angelo Cookbook, and the new book coming out, the Sant'Angelo's, in June. Jackie Collins, what are you doing for New Year's this year?
Well, you know, I have a huge family, and a lot of them are visiting from England. So what I've decided to do is I'm going to cook the Sant'Angelo chicken, which is so good, and make a big family dinner, and I'll have fake champagne for all the kids and champagne proper for all the grown-ups. And we're going to watch Kathy Griffin on the New York feed at 10 o'clock, and then we're going to watch movies. We're going to have a movie marathon.
How fantastic. Jackie
Collins.
I've
been to so many parties in my life. You know what I mean? So have you, Max. And been there, done that.
isn't being at home the best?
Yes, it is. And you have pads and you have, you know, fun. And it's just, and I take a million photographs. I love taking photographs. The next thing you'll be seeing is Hollywood Snaps, my photo book.
Oh, how fantastic. Well, you know, I thank you so much for joining us. I know we're time sensitive here, but I just enjoy having you on the show. Would you come back when the Santa Angelos is back out in the new book?
I would love to, Max. I always have so much fun talking to you, and I want to wish all your listeners a really fantastic, happy, safe new year.
Thank you. Hey, Jackie Collins, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
My resolution is to write 2 books a year instead of one.
You know what? And that would make so many people happy. And before, speaking of getting people happy, the book, The Lucky Sant'Angelo Cookbook, everyone, there's a great recipe called the Gino the Ram's Special Spicy Bloody Marys, and they're the perfect drink for the morning after New Year's. What inspired you to make that drink, Jackie?
Well, Gino is a very spicy character, and, you know, I've written about him so many times. I've written 9 books about the Sant'Angelos, so I wanted to create something that really gave you the essence of Gino. He's a sexy guy. He's been married 4 times. He's, you know, been a gangster. He's been in jail. He's owned a speakeasy. He's done everything, and I thought that really kind of captures his style.
Ooh, and delicious, too. Spicy, sexy Bloody Mary for the morning after.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's the morning after.
I think we all need that, yes.
We do all need that. The morning after and the night before, too. Why not?
Right.
My mother always said, life is always better when there's a cocktail in your hand.
Exactly. And it's always cocktail time somewhere in the world.
It is. And it's cocktail time here on Max and Friends. Jackie Collins is my guest. We thank you so much, Jackie Collins, for joining us. And we wish you a wonderful 2015, and we look forward to 2 books next year.
Thank you so much, Max. Take care. Love you
Likewise.
All.
Likewise. Love you too,
Bye.
Jackie Collins. Good night.